My dad can't be described. He's a man that can create things with his hands that we can't even imagine in our minds. His being is so free, free enough to make it easy for me to believe the stories he shares. But others are skeptical about the events in his stories. That's why it's hard for me to tell my own. As a disclaimer, my dad is not a medium. He cannot see or talk to the dead. He can't even make the things that happen to him happen on command. But they do happen, though he wishes they wouldn't. His stories are not exactly mine to tell. I do not know every detail, therefore I can't pass them on to you with as much impact as he could. But I do need to describe his events before I can move on to mine, so I'll begin in my grandma's house. My dad was in his early 20s at the time. He lived with his mother in a house on a hill. He didn't go to college. To be honest, I think he was too good for it. And that's not sarcasm. He's a man with inconceivable knowledge and outstanding ability, nothing that can be taught to you by a college professor. He worked during the days and freed himself through a paintbrush at night. I like to think of my dad's mind as a fresh canvas, open to absorb the searing reds and calming blues that life has to give. With an open mind like that, it was easy to let go, literally. One night, as he sat in bed, his beautiful mind scraped itself blank, and that's when it happened. He opened his eyes, thinking his body would follow the urge to wake up, but instead, there he floated, looking down on himself. His body and spirit separated like oil droplets in water, and he was scared. This has to be a dream. It wasn't, or maybe it was, depending on what you believe. This started occurring over and over, and he started taking his spirit to places he never wanted to be. Dark places, places that left him begging to get back to his self, places that left him screaming only to never be heard. These events started when my father was 20, and as he approached the age of 55, we hadn't heard any of these stories in a while, until the day it passed down to me. I was taking a nap after school like I always do. The alarm went off beside me and my mind released itself from a dream. I reached for my phone, but the shadow that was my arm could not grab hold of it. I was helium or nitrogen, a gas with no substance. The alarm rang next to me and I bent my spine trying to sit up. The separation between my body and soul fed a fire in my chest and I felt a sweltering burn inside my ribs. I turned my head around and saw myself. It was me, or my shell, I guess. My being was lying there with its eyes closed, and I suddenly forced my spirit backwards, trying to glue it back into the body behind me. I knew exactly what was happening. The silence that filled the room started to engulf me, and the slight breeze from the window blew itself right through my ghostly silhouette. I don't pray much, never to be honest, but I started to pray then, over and over, "Dear God, please." I remained there, my body lying still and my mind racing. I continued pushing downwards, trying as hard as I could to make myself whole again. I know that if my spirit and body were working together in that moment, I would have cried. Tears would have hit my freckled cheeks like nuclear bombs, filling my pores with anguish and salt water. My eyes opened once more. I knew I was still in the state of in-between because as I looked at the boxy old television screen in front of me, I saw it in the reflection. Man or woman, I didn't know. A person in all black stood in the doorway behind me. It didn't move, and like a child, I sat still, thinking the blanket that covered my now lifeless body would protect me. I know it sounds ridiculous, I'm aware that it is, but I've never felt so scared in my life. The spirit in black wasn't leaving, but after a little while, my body finally awoke. I slumped into the crevices of my couch, afraid to release myself from under the covers. My fingertips were numb, and my eyelids were heavy with despair. I didn't want to move, but I knew I had to see my dad. I ran down the stairs to where he sat in the living room, letting out tears, but happy that my body was functioning like it used to. Out-of-body experiences aren't all spiritual, apparently. They can happen when your body is in a deep sleep, but your mind is fully awake. Inside the time it takes your body to catch up to your head, you are stuck in a place unimaginable. This place holds, as I call them, the in-betweeners, the spirits of long past stuck in a state of uncertainty. At least that's what I can say about it. What you find there is strictly up to fate, I think. As people, we have an ability to believe what we want. Some don't believe that there are ghosts or spirits. Some don't even believe that our body is comprised of two separate beings, the spirit and the flesh. And I will say that I'm not a highly spiritual person, but I am open-minded. I believe there are unworldly things all around us, things we as humans don't have the capability of ever understanding. But instead of being afraid or living in doubt, I think we need to accept the gift of ignorance and be open to the possibilities that lie within the cracks of our existence. The experience I had that day changed my life. For better or for worse, I'm not sure yet.